Kyle Rouse has written a book about a trip from the Ohio River down to the Mississippi and then on to New Orleans called Cincinnati to New Orleans. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Kyle.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us about yourself and your friend's idea to go down to New Orleans. How did this all come about and when?
We had talked about this for a while, and I don't know if it started in childhood or not, but we grew up together in the Pickwa-Sidney area of Ohio. And I would say about in 2006, 2007, in that area, Turner and I had this idea to do it. We had known a friend that had done something similar, and it took a few years to actually come to fruition, but we probably planned it through some letters we used to write each other back in that time. And over that period, we kind of just talked about it until in 2010, it actually, when we were living on the border of Texas and Mexico shooting a documentary film, that we actually decided to pull the trigger on it and actually make it happen.
What are the names of your friends who were involved?
So it's Bill Turner and Alex Ross. They're all brothers. They're all from Sydney. I'm from Pickwa. Bill and Turner are close in age, and Alex is a little bit younger, but they all are brothers. And I've spent a lot of time with both Bill and Turner, and then Alex more so once he's actually gotten to mature age to hang out.
And your journey started in Martin's Ferry with this houseboat. How did that all come about?
I was the point man in Cincinnati because Turner lived in New Mexico at the time. Bill lived in New Orleans, and Alex lived in Savannah. I drove to a lake. I can't remember the name of the lake right now, but it was probably 40 miles from Martin's Ferry in Ohio, outside of Zanesville somewhere, and I drove there to pick up the boat. It didn't fit on the trailer that I took, so I drove back home after staying a night on the boat, which was pretty awesome, a night by myself on the boat that was going to be our vessel for this journey. I talked to Turner, and we decided that maybe we should just take a sort of preliminary trip from Martin's Ferry to Cincinnati. We decided that in July of 2011, a couple months before the actual trip, that we would go ahead and try to work out some kinks by taking the boat from Martin's Ferry to Cincinnati.
Could you read a passage about the first day that you wrote on the first day of the trip?
Sure. Big dinner and wine around the table, trying hard to decipher the game through the static of the radio. Playing sad songs badly on the banjo. Money conversations already, the realization that nothing's coming in, and the revelation of collective poverty. How will we make it? Joy prevails. Devolves into summer camp conversations, giggling behind curtains. Our first night.
So you come to Cincinnati. Is that where you got your supplies for the trip?
Cincinnati was the point in the trip where everything that needed to happen to the boat happened to the boat and the initial startup of everything. That was the starting point where Bill and Alex joined on the boat. I did a bunch of repairs throughout the summer. You've got to take into consideration there's multiple things with the boat as far as, first of all, the mechanics of the boat was shoddy at best. There was a lot of redundancy with the boat that I had to tear down and rebuild to be able to facilitate four people on this boat. So I spent July, August, and September tearing parts of the boat apart and rebuilding things, and then we stocked it about a week before we actually left in October, early October.
So you floated down the Ohio River. What was that like?
It was awesome. The roller coaster of emotion that there is when you're going on in a journey like that, especially on a boat that you're not sure of its ability to make it somewhere, once you get to the point where you're comfortable with everything, it was the most pleasant thing that I've experienced in a while. Like, the weather was great, the rivers were calm, things were pretty great for a while on the Ohio River.
And then you hit the Mississippi?
We hit the Mississippi, yes.
Yeah, how was that?
It was totally different. It's interesting, we made a stop in Cairo, which is the confluence town in Illinois. What that town is itself is kind of symbolic of how things changed in the trip. I mean, that town used to be a town of 20 to 30,000 people, and some things happened and they misdirected the highways, and now it's probably 2,000 people, and it's just dilapidated buildings, and that day was the first day it rained, and there's gray skies, and just like a steady downpour and cold, and we hit the Mississippi, and it's a totally different river. It's an unchecked river from that point. There are no locks there. It goes all the way straight to the Gulf of Mexico, and it's a runway for large commercial barges, and it's not a place for a small inland boat to be.
And the boat was named Rosemarie.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I'd really like to get into is the actual book itself.
Okay.
Because looking at the book, it looks like you kept a daily log, and the type itself is from an old portable typewriter.
Yeah, there were multiple things going on in the boat as far as, like, creative output. Bill and Turner do documentary films. Bill made a film about the journey, which is a sort of fun, comedic home movie that is an epic 3 hours long. So everyone kind of did their own. Turner did some writing. I did some writing. Alex did some writings and some drawings. He has drawings in the book. Turner has writings in the book as well as I do.
Who did the photographs?
I did all of the photographs. My documentation of the trip was the photographs, which my initial plan was to do exactly what I did. Document this trip on 35mm film on an old Canon AL-1 and turn it into a book, at least for myself and then the three other guys on the boat.
So I'm wondering, there's a photo at the end of the book with six of you standing by the river. Could you read the final entry?
Sure. There's good ships, there's wooden ships, and there's ships that sail upon the sea. But the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
Are you still in touch with these fellas?
Absolutely.
And you have a book signing coming up.
I've got a couple events coming up, actually. There is a book signing at the final Friday at Urban Eden. And there is also an event at Washington Park. It's part of the AIGA Design Week, which the film will be showing at Washington Park. The backup is at the CAC. The books will be for sale, and there's a signing there, and people will be, you know, having a good time, hopefully. If the weather is nice, we'll be outside and watching this journey at Washington Park.
Well, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Beautifully done book.
Thank you.
Kyle Rouse is the author of the self-published book, Cincinnati to New Orleans. You'll find a link at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.